time of music, Curtain Radio in Perth.
Well, we're all very aware of the amazing impact that social media can have not only on your personal life, but it can also provide great business opportunities. It's all about making yourself easy to find, so says my next guest. Joining me is Julissa Shrewsbury, Director of New Work Consulting, Strategy and Photography for Business and Personal Brands. Good afternoon, Julissa.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Us oldies are trying to keep up with you guys. Seriously, it's hard work.
It is. Not so hard.
No. You've got the advantage of sort of going with it from just about the start, really. It's just growing. It's just social media is phenomenal, isn't it?
Absolutely. It sometimes feels like it's out of control, but there's certainly a lot of opportunities there as well.
Well, that's why people like yourself are sort of out there trying to guide people in the right direction. Now, personally, if you want to start up a business maybe from home, I guess your strategy is, and you guide people on how to draw people to you online.
Yeah, that's true. I think these days the first impressions of a business are often formed online. We don't always get the opportunity to meet someone face-to-face at that first point of contact. But that also means that there's lots of opportunities to create a great impression online, whether you are starting a business or you are looking to promote your career, perhaps find a new job opportunity, that sort of thing. There's plenty of space to do that in the social space online.
Is there a thing where it can work against you if you oversell yourself?
I think that's probably true. I think you need to think about promoting yourself with elegance. That's what I like to tell my clients. I think you can do so where you are demonstrating your skills and what you bring to a role without sort of being in people's face and being pushy or too salesy in the traditional sense. So it's about understanding the rules of the social media space in which you are engaging and respecting those rules and just thinking about how you would want to be treated and treating people in the same way.
So you say there are rules, and I can appreciate that that be the case. I mean, if you started up a business before social media, you always followed rules of making contact with prospective clients and so on.
Absolutely.
So without having to sell yourself too hard, which would be tempting, do you in a friendly manner suggest that perhaps you're starting up a business in this area and then sort of outline your experience in that area, perhaps not too many selfies or maybe work it?
Yeah, it really depends on the industry that you're in and the role in which you're working. So, for example, if you were starting a business from home, you might want to start a Facebook business page or work on your LinkedIn profile or even create a company LinkedIn profile page. That works really well if you're selling business to business or you're in a highly professional skilled role. LinkedIn is a fantastic place to be there. Whereas Facebook I find is fantastic if you are running a business where you're selling to the consumer. For example, you are selling, you know, products to people for their homes, that sort of thing. Yeah. And it's more of a social space. So this is where people want to see the real you and they want to interact with you on a more friendly level. So there are different expectations for different social media platforms.
So the rhetoric would be a little different on Facebook to LinkedIn.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I think LinkedIn has become more casual in the last couple of years, but what I'm finding is that I'm hearing a lot of people unhappy with that. They really want LinkedIn to remain a highly professional forum, and there are people really lobbying for that. And if you do go a little bit casual with too many selfies, that might not be appropriate for what the role that you're in, you probably are going to get some feedback on that. People are quite harsh on LinkedIn. So it's a really good idea to have a really professional strategy on LinkedIn and then look at being a little bit more friendly while still having your sort of your business hat on in the Facebook and more social platforms like that.
With businesses turning to social media to let people know that they are in business and they can help them and they want to sell their products sort of thing, is that impacting on their other spend? Or doesn't cost them to do that. So is it impacting for them to be advertising, or established businesses that is, on other media like press, radio, television, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think advertising spend and focus has shifted in a major way over the last few years. Again, I think it depends on the industry. So, for example, I know that in the travel industry, it's still fairly effective to have some of the traditional advertising in local newspapers and doing things like expos and more print sort of print advertising.
Yeah.
That's not to say that they don't utilise the social media advertising or marketing platforms either. They certainly do. What we are finding, though, with social media is that there are plenty of opportunities to promote your business and build a network for free or for very cheap through their social media advertising.
Well, that's exactly right. I think it's a terrific opportunity for people that don't have a huge budget to get started. And what are the most, successful small businesses operating that are able to advertise what they do free of charge like this that you've come across so far? What type of product?
I suppose what I have found to be really successful, I work with a lot of service-based industries and small businesses, and where they are really forming a relationship with their client and working with them in an ongoing sense, or they're really getting to know them through what they do, social media can be really useful for that. So it could be that if they are connected with them on Facebook, for example, they stay in that client's mind. The client might review a product or service, just casually amongst their friends and say, hey, I had a great experience with such and such. And that will certainly build their business. I think if you're building your business on repeat business and referrals, then social media is a key strategy. But it's not so much about advertising in isolation. It's more about building that community online and building your presence.
And what about photographs attached to information about your business? I mean, we've had that for years in press advertising with real estate and that sort of thing. Does a smiling face help the product?
Absolutely. Your visuals are one of your most important components, and in some cases they need to be really polished and professional and high impact. So, for example, your main Facebook page banner or your LinkedIn profile photo need to be professional and do your business justice, whereas you might use them behind the scenes, happy snaps and maybe some selfies where appropriate, say, for example, as Facebook posts throughout the week to show the human side of your business and your business culture.
Yes, even on Facebook with Curtain Radio, when we put up photographs of people working around the radio station, the listeners love to look at that. They like to see what the face of the voice they hear all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And all clients that I have worked with, as well as in promoting my own business, I've found that when I post a fun photo, even if it's just, I was working at my client's house doing some photos of their, of their at-home business, and the cat or the dog popped in one of the photos, and I'll just post that, and the amount of shares and likes that gets, it's crazy. It might not really be on brand, but it does get interaction because it's showing that human fun side.
Well, we're all human. We do love to be surprised, delighted, laugh, cry, all sorts. We like all those emotions touched, don't we? I tell you what, you're always going to win if you have a puppy or a little kitten or a little foal in the background. You cannot lose.
That's still true. Yes.
Now, what about giving out too much information on Facebook? Is there a risk? What about, telephone numbers, email addresses, that sort of thing? Is that wise?
You need to really do everything that you post online. You need to have a strategy behind it. So you need to think about what contact details you're putting on there, because if you've got a business page, it is ideally you've made it a public page so that people can find you. So you really need to think, well, in terms of the general public, what information do I want them knowing? If you're running a business from home, I wouldn't advise having your home address on there.
Yeah.
If you do want a mailing address, perhaps you could consider a PO box or a serviced office where you perhaps meet clients, and using that as your address, if you're a home-based or mobile business. I think it's really important to think about your protecting your privacy, and also in terms of the sorts of things that you're posting and who you're connected to. So if you're friends from your personal Facebook page, if you're friends with a wide range of people, you need to be considering what kinds of personal posts you're putting up and who would be seeing them. And it is quite a complex area in terms of how much privacy there really is online.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
It's worth having a bit of a look at your privacy settings every few months to see if anything's changed.
Good, very good point. You've mentioned a few things to avoid. Is there anything else that stands out for people, that the big mistakes that they do make?
Absolutely. I think the first thing is that when someone's starting a business or they're looking to grow themselves professionally, they're really excited and they jump in and they want to try things. But it's really important to start with a solid plan and a strategy behind what you're doing so that the message that you're sending out is consistent, but also you are being focused about what you're doing online so that you can achieve those professional goals. So starting off with a list of what your goals around your business are, and then thinking about what's the strategy that's best going to take you there. So it might be that you might need to educate yourself with some workshops and things like that around marketing strategy, or talk to people in your industry who have done it before, and then really try and work from there. So when you are on social media for business or for your own professional life, you're putting a time limit on it and you've got an intention for what you're planning to do while you're on there, because social media can certainly suck up a lot of time and you can feel like you haven't achieved anything.
I think prospective clients always want to know if they're dealing with an outlet, if they're going to purchase a product, that they want to know that that person they're dealing with is very professional, the product is going to be good. So endorsement from other people would be another good bonus, I would imagine.
Definitely. That's one of the key ways to promote your business successfully. It's really about other people's opinions of what you do, and that's going to get people ringing you up and booking with you.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. Thank you very much, Jalissa. You enlightened me. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny.
Pleasure. Jalissa Shrewsby there, strategy and photography for business and personal branding.